worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. O majesty, kingdom authority, flows from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. Sing with me, majesty.
'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I
praise 'cause you're sovereign. We give you all. We give you all.
We give you all the glory.
Father, you are worthy to receive all praise, worship, and adoration. And what an honor and privilege granted us that we be the ones that join with the angels to worship. What a privilege to be able to mention even your name. Father, we are thankful for mercy. We're thankful for grace. We're thankful for your authority established in our lives. And we're thankful for the amazing things that you are going to do in, with, and for us tonight. For Lord, oh God, you are preparing us for extraordinary days. Thank you, Lord, that you are fashioning us into the express image of your Son, our sovereign Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have the blowing of the shofar at this time. This is Rosh Hashanah. This is the last day of Rosh Hashanah. And God is leading us into an experience in Him that will forever change our lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At Rosh Hashanah, the blast of the trumpet is for 100 times, representing the fact that God wants us to have 100% return, grace, favor, peace, His goodness in every area. Praise the Lord. The shofar is possible because something died. Hallelujah. If we are going to be a voice in this last of the last days, we have to die so that He can live in us and through us. Praise the Lord. I am going to introduce right now the next meetings that we're going to be having, which is Yom Kippur. And that's going to be on those dates, seen right there, October the 1st and the 2nd. So we are starting the month with Yom Kippur. And that is the Feast of Atonement. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you as best as I can to honor God in this feast. Now, our Jewish brothers tell us that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the days of awe, the 10 days. And there are 10 days of crying out to God in repentance. This is a time of reflecting into who God is and who you are and how you can become one with Him. Amen? Now, in the next few minutes, I want to speak to us briefly, and then we're going to have the man of God come and minister to us by the Spirit of the Lord. I want you to be ready to receive. I ask you to come 30 minutes before the service time to prep yourself ready. Tonight, we're going to give you something that's going to be a point of contact. Mama and I and Pastor Femi are going to pray over these. We're going to anoint you with oil. We're going to have our apple and honey. But we're also going to have communion together. All of these things are happening to fortify and to seal what God wants to do in your life. You are not here by accident tonight. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're not here by accident tonight. Something extraordinary is going to happen to you. Amen? Now, something is coming up. I was at the gym, at the pool this morning, exercising, when the Lord opened my eyes and I saw a vision. And this vision was of a man. He was in the water. And he had all these legions, bumps all over him. There was no space. And I'm looking at this. This is so gross. I'm looking at this. And the Lord says, this is not your portion. This is not the portion of my people. Something is coming to the world. A disease, just like I forewarned you about COVID, something is about to happen. There are people that are going to be gross looking. It just bumps all over. And I was saying to the Lord, I said, why is this guy in the water? He said, it's going to come out of the water. But it's not your portion. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, it's not your portion. Praise the Lord. It's not going to come nigh you. It is not going to touch you. God has not given any virus or any bacteria or whatever it is the power and the authority to rule and reign in your body. You are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. So I want you to receive that right now. Whatever it is that's coming to the world, it's not coming to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember with the word of the Lord a few years back when He was saying to us that COVID wasn't it. This is a test run. And I remember very vividly the Lord saying that what is coming is going to cause houses to be burnt. Do you remember this? When God gives a word and it burns into your spiritual memory, it's because there's nothing you can do about it. This is going to happen. But it's not for us. Hallelujah. That's not my portion. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that your businesses will not be affected. Nothing about you will be affected by this foolishness that the enemy wants to bring into the world. You are going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, that is not my portion. Amen. You've been forewarned. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to give the man of God all the time he needs tonight to bring the word of God, and then we're going to minister to you in all the ways that we are going to. But I want you to come to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, real quickly. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to take it from verse 7. It says, if we endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? We're talking about the manifestations of the sons of God, and God says, with that is going to come chastening. That means the word of the Lord is going to be strong. Did you hear that? The word of God is going to be strong. There's no Mickey Mouse word. If you are hearing Mickey Mouse words, words that don't have any punch to it, you're in the wrong place. You don't need milk. Hallelujah. If you're in that kind of a church, get out of it, because what is coming is not going to be handled by weak word. So God says, he's going to chasten sons. He says, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. If the chastisement is not coming, then you're a bastard. You're not a son. You know what a bastard is, right? Okay. I don't need to explain. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. So basically, God says, when I'm whooping you, honor, reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? This is Paul talking. This is supposed to be the one who taught us about grace that has been abused from the pulpit. Grace is not about living in sin. Grace is about being empowered to live victoriously in holiness. It says, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he, not for their pleasure, but he for our profit. Somebody say, the chastisement is for my profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. God wants you and I to be partakers of his what? Holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. So when you're getting whooped, it's not happy time, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, somebody say afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. It yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Exercised thereby by what? Two things. The chastisement is an exercise. And the separation to holiness is an exercise. It says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Basically, what God's saying is, I want you to watch out for each other. If you see somebody they are discouraged, he says, encourage them, lift them up. He says, brother, let's go. You're going through this because you're a son. Hallelujah. God is building you up. He says, lift up. And then it says, watch this, and make straight paths for your feet. Make straight paths for your feet. How? By acknowledging the Lord in all of your ways, so that he can direct your path. Lest that which is lame, this is why you need to be on that straight and narrow, because there are going to be lame people that will be turned out of the way. Why are they turned out of the way? Because you've not straightened out your life so that you can be a conduit for healing for them. Hello? Is somebody listening? Remember, God says to us, on the first day I brought the prophetic word to you, that God is calling us to partnership. Yes? To connecting. He wants to live his life in us and through us. And now there are certain things that will blow up your capacity to live in that realm. So the word of God says to us, I want you to stay in that straight so that you can bring healing to those that are lame. Because lame people will not be allowed. I want you to be the conduit through which healing comes to the lame so that they can come into. Hallelujah. So that means then that, remember the statement of the Lord, two verses up, it says the chastisement is partaken of all. It is for the sons, but that comes to everybody. Go up. That's the 10. Yes. 8. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So, because God loves the whole world, chastisement is going to come. Remember what I just said about the vision? When that happens, God wants you and I to be the agent of healing to people. Hallelujah. That people find themselves in the house of God, because those that are diseased are being healed and being set free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They used to call us non-essential. We will be the essential. Praise the Lord. Because the healing power of God is going to flow in us and through us. Amen. Now let me wrap this up. Take me back to verse 14. It says, follow peace. This is key. Anything that the enemy is feeding into you to not be in a state of peace is whatever the enemy is doing to make certain that you're not ready for the next move. Do you get that? It says, follow peace with all men. And what? Holiness. Those two things. Without which no man shall what? See the Lord. If you are going to see the Lord, then you're going to see what he's doing so that you can do what he's doing in the earth. Because that is where the power is. It is in sin. Jesus, I know you're a man of God, and you cannot do these things except God is with you. And Jesus says to Nicodemus in John 3, except you see the kingdom of God, he says, you've got to be born again. Amen? You've got to be what? Born again. So that you can see the kingdom of God. God calls you and I to repentance. In these next 10 days, spend time before the Lord and say, God, if there's anything inside of me that does not belong, take it out. I cry out to you, have mercy on me. Father, have mercy. I want to be a son that you can use to bring healing. Amen? I want to be a manifestation of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you are set out to do in us and through us. We repent before you. We cry out to you. And we position ourselves by faith in the arena of grace, in the arena of your mercy, in the arena of your loving kindness. Father, you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We hear your word, and this very moment we declare, as you have spoken to my hearing, so are we now holy unto the Lord. Some say, I am holy, I am righteous. I am operating in the peace of God. I am established. For this day, I boldly say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, so it is done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to call the man of God, Pastor Femi, a prophet, to come and bring the word of the Lord to us. As I've been speaking here, this that is going to be a point of contact that we're going to place in your hand in just a moment is getting soaked with the anointing of God. I'm going to leave it here. And as he ministers, it is going to be saturated. The anointing is going to be soaking. Amen? Only the good of God comes into this. And when you take it home, miracles are going to be happening, not only in your life, but for those that you may put this into their hands. Amen? Praise the Lord. Man of God, please come. You're looking so sharp. I like it. Amen.
Today is the third day, and I will be bringing to you by His grace this topic that says power of divine alignment. Can somebody say it together? Power of divine alignment. Amen. And we'll be taking our Bible verse from Matthew 2, chapter 1 to 2. But before that, let's pray. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to be together again today. Thank you for what you did in the first day. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you ahead for what you are planning to do for us today. We believe and we know that you have great plans for us. And this day we receive in fullness your goodness, your mercy, your favor, and your peace forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come down your glory tonight and manifest within us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Can we stand up together with all due respect? Take your Bible with you. Ask your neighbor, Where is your Bible? That's your sword. You need a Bible in times like this. If you want to dominate, if you want to possess, you need your Bible. Amen? Not only for putting under your pillow, it does not work when you don't read it. Some people believe that putting Bible under your pillow can send something away. That is a lie. He said, when you read and meditate, amen, day and night, then you prosper. Amen. So you need to read the Bible. Amen. And meditate on it, claim it, and prophesy it, and it shall come to pass. So we are going to read together after the count of three. One, two, go. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his stars in the east and have come to worship him. Put your right hand upon your head. Decree and declare, because there's power in your tongue, has been established yesterday. Decree and declare and say, my Father, my God, from this third day, let my stars start to shine. Let my stars start to shine in the name of Jesus. Let my helpers of destinies locate my stars in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Can somebody say amen? Let's clap for Jesus as we sit down this. Glory be to God. The first day I read this topic, I was amazed by what it said about the stars. The Bible says, the wise men, three of them came, and they were being directed by the stars of Jesus. So it tells me clearly that that stars become a GPS that helps them to locate the birth of Christ. Can somebody say amen? So that means there's something unique, something extraordinary about stars. Then that also tells me clearly that everyone born of God that came to this earth has a star. Can somebody say amen? Tell your neighbor, you have a star. One unique thing about this was that even before Jesus was born, the stars have been seen by many. For example, Isaiah saw his stars. And Isaiah said something about this coming in Isaiah 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 verse 6. He said, and I read, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He saw it even before Mary was pregnant about the birth of Christ. He saw even before Mary knew anything. Amen. He saw there's something coming. A government is coming. Power is coming. Glory is coming. And he declares as a prophet to the nations and said, watch out. I saw the star. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that your stars from today will start to shine. Can somebody say amen? If you look at Matthew 2, the continuation where we read is Matthew 2 verse 9. It said, when they had the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them Philip came and stood over where the young child was. Can somebody say amen? The star suddenly developed a leg and started to move. The stars turned to spiritual GPS and started to give traces and location where Jesus was born. Amen. Then you have to think today, what is this ministry about stars? Why? It means that some people are born to study stars. The wise men knew about stars. Amen. There's some people that call the stargazers. Amen. They knew more about stars because they read the stars. Can somebody say amen? I'm bringing you knowledge this day so that you can understand that some people can look at their stars and know everything about you without coming near to you. If they could see the star of Jesus and they could locate where he was born and the star developed traces and legs and was walking, giving direction to where Jesus was born, then there's something unique about stars that you need to know. Can somebody say amen? Even as these stars were, there are also some people in this world that they are called star killers, star destroyers. Amen. People like Herod. The motive behind Herod to visit this child, as it was written, was not to come and celebrate Christ, but to come and destroy the star. Can somebody say amen? If you can look at the Bible clearly, you see many people are star killers. Hallelujah. Remember the story of Samson? Delilah was a star killer. He saw the stars of Samson, and he did everything necessary to do what? To capture the stars and destroy the stars. I pray for you today. Anyone born of woman that want to destroy your stars, may they fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Potiphar's wife was another star killer. He did everything to submerge Joseph to sleep with her. He knew the grace upon Joseph. He saw it that if I could sleep with this boy, I could be able to capture something about him. Can somebody say amen? He did everything, but glory be to God that Joseph was able to escape. Amen. I pray for you today. In every trap that the enemy is planning for you, from today, may you find a way of escape. In your office, in your job, anywhere, wherever they are planning evil against your life and destiny or your children or your grandchildren, may there be a space, a way of escape for them in the name of Jesus. Because it's God that makes a way where there's no way. It will make a way out for us. Even the destruction that's coming to the world, God will make a way. Can somebody say amen? Many of them that study stars, they studied for their own reasons. Some study to be able to locate you. Some study to be able to do wickedness. But whatever the story might be, whatever the plans might be, I pray that the Almighty God we deliver us in the name of Jesus. Is it true that the Lord Almighty has good plans for every one of us? The Bible says very clearly, he said he has a good plans for us. The plan of good and not of evil to have a what? An expected end. But many times we find ourselves not walking according to the plan of God. Many of us are not walking according to the will and the purpose of God for our life. So by so doing, we miss way. We miss the glory. By so doing, our stars refuse to shine. Why? Because we are not walking in alignment with the purpose and the will of the Father. So what am I saying today? Anytime that you walk according to the will and the purpose, anytime you submerge your own plans into the plans of God, anytime you believe and trust God more than your own strength, then your stars will what? Will shine. Tell your neighbor your stars will shine. Because there's power in your tongue. Say, neighbor, I decree unto you today that your star from today will start to shine. The Bible says, immediately they detected where Jesus was born, the wise men rejoiced exceedingly. That is in verse 10, Matthew 2, verse 10. It says, when they saw the stars, they rejoiced. I decree from this third day, you will start to rejoice. In your home, in your family, you will start to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Tonight is a prophetic night. So whenever the word comes forth, say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. The study of stars are mystery. The study of stars are mysteries that men could not understand. But you have to know as far as the distance where we gaze on our stars in the sky, the Bible made us to understand that two stars are not the same. Amen? Some are smaller, some are bigger, some shine more than the other. They have different character, they have different weight, they have different word sizes. I mean, let's see what the Bible says about that in 1 Corinthians 15 to 1. Are you there with me? 1 Corinthians 15, 41. It said, and I read, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differ from another star in glory. Can somebody say amen? Meaning that even the way they shine, many stars shine more than the others. But I decree and prophesy today, your stars will start to shine. In this third day, I decree by the unction of the prophet that your stars will start to shine. For as many connected internet, I decree today by the power and the name of Yeshua Mashiach that from this third day, your stars will start to shine. Can somebody say amen? Another thing you need to know about stars is that your stars can be dim. Stars can be deactivated by the enemies. Stars can be activated to shine. Stars can be tracked. Stars can be hijacked. And stars can also be stolen. You need to know this, that the people have mentioned examples for you this night that they are star killers. But as long you walk under the shadow of the Almighty God, you are protected by His blood. As long as you walk in obedience to His will and His commandment, you are protected by His blood. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 28, as long you hearken to the word of the Lord and you obey His commandment and precept, He said, you will be blessed among nations. Amen. But the problem of humanity is many times we flex our muscles and forget that we are human and we are not superhero. That is the problem. Many problems humanity has is that we disobey. We don't accept. We don't obey what the Lord says. When the Lord says, go this side, we go the other side. But tonight, we are coming back to the alignment. Tell your neighbor, from tonight, we are coming back to the alignment. In the name of Jesus Christ. One thing you also have to know clearly this night before we start to pray is that your stars tells all about you. Amen. For the stargazers, when they look at the stars, they could easily get your direction where you stay. If you like, stay under the mountain or on top of the mountain. When they gaze your stars, they know. Amen. One thing you also have to know, that when your stars are gazed, your location is noted. When your stars are gazed, your spiritual data and your identities is noted. But I said something earlier, when you be under the shadow of the Almighty God, you are protected. That's why Daddy said this day, we need to come back to Christ. We need to acknowledge that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. We need to die in him so that he can rise in us. Can somebody say amen? We are here today to declare to you in the name of God Almighty that starting from this third day, your stars will shine. Can somebody say amen? I decree and declare again that your stars will shine in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? What is stars? Write it down. What is a star? Number one, stars are the symbol of glory of a person when at the peak of his success. What is stars? Stars are the blueprint that tells everything about your life and identity. That's why the three wise men were able to get where Jesus was born. What is stars? Stars are also symbol of guidance, help, and blessings, and divine presence of God in our lives. Can somebody say amen? What is stars? Stars also indicate spiritual navigator and fame that defines a person. Can somebody say amen? What is the stars? Stars are also referred to our spiritual identity and revelation of what is yet to come. Can somebody say amen? Joseph described the stars of his brothers. How many of you know the story? In Genesis 37, 9, if you read downward, Joseph went to his father and said, Dad, I saw the sun and the moon. I saw the 11 stars. Bow down for me. Joseph did not see his brother physically. He saw them spiritually. And he declared into the father, I saw the 11 stars. Bow down. Amen. And the father said, you mean that I and your mother will bow down for you. So I didn't say that, but what I'm saying tonight, I saw the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down for me. I pray in the name that is above all name. Standing upon this prophetic word tonight, I hereby decree and declare that from this third day, situation will bow for you. Problems will bow for you. Trials will bow for you. Challenges will bow for you. Difficult times that is coming ahead will bow for you. Can somebody say, I receive it? Glory be to God. He said, I saw them. I saw the sun. I saw the stars. And I saw the 11 ones. If you read with me also the story of Ruth. How many of you know the story of Ruth? That story was so pathetic. The Bible says the husband of Naomi traveled to Moab. And what happened? Not long he lost his husband. He had two sons. And these two sons married for about 10 years. Not long, this same woman, Naomi, lost the two sons. I pray for everyone here and everyone connected. We will not lose any good thing of our lives. I stand as a prophet of God and I decree and declare for you today, from this third day, you will not lose any vital things in your life. You will not lose any of your family prematurely. In the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? What are we saying tonight? Naomi was in the state of a bad state. He lost the husband and the two kids. Amen. And he told the wives of the sons, you can go now. It's over for her. The first one left, but Ruth says, wherever you go, I will go. Ruth says, your God will be my God. Ruth says, wherever they bury you,
they will bury her. What a commitment. Another lady should have gone. Because Naomi said, even if I have another baby today, it cannot grow the same day and get married to you. He said, go and look for another man. It's over. But something about Ruth is that Ruth put his will in the will of God. The will of God many times is not pleasant. But Ruth accepted the will. She should have gone away. But she accepted the defeat and said, let the will of God be done over my life. She stayed in loyalty. And because Ruth stayed, his name was written in the Bible. If she had gone, if she had not accepted the will, if she has not put all the predicament of her life in the same alignment with the will of God, like Joseph did, he put all his will, even when his brothers wanted to kill him, even when he passed through a lot of, he went to prison, but he still said, let the will be done. He put all his predicament in the will, and God make him a prime minister in a strange land. I pray for you. In every problem you are facing from today, I decree as the prophet of the living God, that problem will lead to your promotion. Because the Bible says, everything work together for good for those that are called by God and those that love God. I pray today that everything you are passing through, everything you will pass through from this day, which is the third day, we start to work together for your favor. Can somebody say amen? Ruth waited. He never let what was wrong with her determine her life. She submerged her will into the will of God, even in a terrible time. Who told you that the will is pleasant? If our Lord Jesus Christ could say, I wish this is taken away from me. Who told you that Christianity is sweet? That's a lie. I told you the first day you gave your life to Christ is the first day the enemy wrote your name, wanted dead or alive. You become public enemy one in the kingdom of hell. They are looking to pull you down. Who told you that Christianity is pleasant? The Bible says, for those that wait to the end, receive grace tonight to wake to the end. So that you can shine and reign with Christ. Receive the grace today. It does not matter the trouble you are passing through. Receive abundant grace to wait to the end so that you can reign with him. So that you can shine with him in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? The three Hebrew boys stood on the wheel. So bow down or you die. They said they prefer to die. If God saved them or not, they have made up their mind to stay in the wheel. If they did not stay in the wheel, their name will not be in the Bible. We are testifying the third man appears. If they have not stayed in the wheel, there will not be the testimony of the fourth man. If Ruth has not stayed in that difficult wheel, his name will not be included. Let me tell you something today. Listen very carefully. Some people will come to your life at a particular point in time, and because of them, you receive grace. Because of them, you receive favor. If Ruth have not come to the life of Naomi, the name of Naomi will not appear in the Bible. Can somebody say amen? Things in this world just don't happen just anyhow. Everything is orchestrated by God. Amen. But for those that know their God shall be strong. It doesn't matter the dispensation we are in. You shall be strong. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. You shall be strong. Don't worry, neighbor. You shall be strong in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? The three Hebrew boys waited in the fire. Amen. This means that said, let the will be done. Even if God decides not to save us in this situation, let the will be done. We will stay in alignment to that promise. Let the will be done. And the fourth man appear. I decree and prophesy from this third day, in every situation of your life, the fourth man will appear for you. In every difficult times ahead, the fourth man, in the name of him that created the heaven and the earth, the fourth man will appear for you in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Let's give a clapping offering to God. Hallelujah. You know what baffles me in the testimony of these three boys? It's not about the fourth man that appears. But the Bible says the alignment, their will submerged in the will of God that took them to the fire, make the whole kingdom to give their life to Christ. Hallelujah. Their testimony shook the king. Their testimony shook the whole nation. And everyone in that cabinet, that kingdom, the king declared, from today we will serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, anyone that refused to serve this God will be cast to the lake of fire. Another thing you have to witness there, that even the enemy were thrown in the fire with their family. Tell your neighbor, God reigns. Tell your neighbor, God reigns. So what were we saying today? Be in alignment if you want to be victorious. Be in alignment with God's will if you want to be favored from this day. Be in alignment to the will of God from this day if you want to be successful. Promotion does not come from the east, north, or south. Everything is orchestrated by who? By God. I've told you yesterday, we are in another dispensation. Old things has passed away. Behold, there's new things happening from these 3 days. All the powers of the nations of the world has failed. That's why people are talking on the 23rd. They don't know the meaning. I've given you the meaning that they have explained to you. Amen. They thought they had, we finished. No. They don't understand. They don't have the vision and the revelation of what is coming. All the powers of the world has died. And now they start to want to manifest the power into technology. So that the technology will not be like it's saving you, but it will be like it's possessing you, controlling your life. It knows everywhere you go. You know everything you do. It tells you what to do. It tells you where you go wrong. And now you will now believe on that technology more than your God. Say no to that. Say no to that. The three Hebrew boys said, even if the heaven and the earth shall pass away, we will not bow down for this idol. Tell your neighbor, I will not bow down for this idol. The Lord reigneth. I will not bow down. There's fire in your tongue. I told you yesterday, the greatest weapon of the whole world is your tongue. That's why it's caged. And you see your feet become the strongest cage in the world. And the Bible said, watch what you say. Stop talking against yourself. Can we stand up tonight? Be in alignment. If you want to succeed in this dispensation, be in alignment. Put your two hands up. Say, my Father, my God, I surrender to your Lordship. Empower me tonight. Shatwanda Boskai. Empower me tonight. Kasuande Boasu Priagadoski Neboska Hagadoski. Empower me tonight. Forgive me my sins, O Lord. Forgive me in every way I fail you. I come in repentance tonight and surrender unto your feet. Empower me tonight. As we go on in many other things after this, let your will come down. Put your hands and stretch your hands to this. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I covet the grace upon this pulpit. I covet the grace in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come over this substance and turn it to be a miracle. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Can somebody say amen? Let's clap for Jesus tonight as we prepare for our impartation. Amen, Daddy.
Being in alignment with God is the most important thing you can do, child of God. Because when you're in alignment with God, you're in the will of God. Amen? Hallelujah. We are not concerned about what is coming to the world. Because the Word of God says we are not of this world. Amen? Amen? The Word of God says we're seated with Him in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities, far above all powers, far above all the rulers of the darkness of this world. I thank God for the word that we've received today about the star. The star that God revealed was protected. Amen? Was provided for. When the star was located, it came with gifts. Amen. Joseph and Mary did not know that God had dispatched answers. Amen. But the answer has been released. Glory be to God. The three of us are going to stand here in just a moment. And if there is a word that is given to any one of us, we'll give it to you. Sometimes there might not just be a word that God wants everybody to hear, but will be a release into your inner man so that you're strengthened in your inner man. Praise the Lord. We're going to give you a ribbon. This is going to be a point of contact. We're going to anoint it with oil. I have oil with me. And you keep this with you. Because every time you are praying with this, as a point of contact, we will be in agreement with you vicariously for the answer that you're looking for. Do you receive that? We're going to stand in agreement. Only for good stuff. Hallelujah. I am not standing in agreement with anything that is not in alignment with the will of God. Praise the Lord. Do you accept that? Amen. So if you're praying foolish prayer, I'm not part of it. But if you're praying the word of God, oh, we are all in it together. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're expecting miracles immediately. Praise the Lord. Do you receive this? Amen. Hallelujah. We are also going to receive and release a special offering tonight. The man of God has been with us proclaiming the word of God. And it's our opportunity to be a blessing. So tonight, I'm expecting that you will give generously to be a blessing, not just to him, but to all the lives that have been impacted in the days to come. Do you understand that? There are so many people, not just in Peru, people that are going to be in Chile and Argentina, they're going to be in Mexico, they're going to be in Australia, they're going to be, because of sowing into the life of a man of God, you become a participant in those results. Somebody shout hallelujah. Paul is still reaping a harvest. I'm talking about St. Paul in the scriptures. He's still reaping a harvest for his life, because his life impacted my life. I remember when my spiritual dad went home, God opened my eyes. I think it was before I even heard that he was dead. Opened my eyes and I saw him being welcomed. And here comes St. Paul. And he says to him, "I am Paul. Welcome." And I think then the phone rang. "Papa is gone." "Oh, I saw him. He was welcomed by Paul." Because he was a Paul in our time. And I was just looking at the next meetings that we're going to be having on the first and the second. The first is the independence of Nigeria. And I am from Nigeria. That's the day we became an independent nation. But the second is Papa's birthday. I said, wow, two special days. I'm expecting something. Amen? Praise the Lord. Man and woman of God, please come. Let's put oil on this. It's a point of contact. If no oil touched the one that you have, by faith know that the oil is on it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to come. You're going to release. Oh, and there's one more thing. We gave you, when you came in, a sheet of paper that is meant to be for your prayer request. Yes? Take it with you when you come in. We're not going to take that prayer request from you, but you're going to bring it, and when we touch you, we are saying amen to God's answers for you. Amen? So you keep your prayer request sheet. We're going to give you one of this. Amen? Then you are going to take your communion element and your apple and honey, and you're going to go to your seats after we minister to you. Do we all understand that? Okay. So you bring your offering, everything When you've finished dropping your offering, you just come through. Praise the Lord. And all of those things are going to be happening together. For those of you that are on Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, and other platforms, we speak a release of God's anointing to you at this very moment. If you want one of these sent to you, get in touch with us, and we will send one to you as a point of contact. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just join the line and just come through when we're ready. Let's pray over this first. Thank you, Father, for grace. Let there be an impartation of every answer that your people need. Great grace abounds. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. I'll put some oil in your hands. I'll be on this side, Mama be in the center, and glory be to God, in Jesus' name, receive your miracle. Praise the Lord. Give the third one. Adore Bakata, Baba Shaka,
receive
Kitty Bashaka. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Receive your miracle. Receive.
In the name of
Jesus. It unto you now. There it is. Favor. Yes. Favor. Scholarship. Jesus' name. Matuka de Baba Sharia. He carried the Boris Akata Tamasoka. Jesus' mighty name. All is well with you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for wisdom. So it is done. Answers released. Favor comes upon you. Destiny fulfilled. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every agenda of Satan over this life is put to naught. Grace abound. Grace abound. Abounds in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Solutions, problem solver in Jesus' name. Problem solver in Jesus' name. Problem solver in Jesus' name. Amen. Name. Receive it. is your name. He's faithfully come. Now manifest yourself in his life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Receive the goodness of God. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for this gift. Thank you, Father, for this gift. In Jesus' name.
Now.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Who's that? Don't go yet.
Come.
Say, we call you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus.
I decree and declare over your life.
Amen.
Every debt you are owing is paid now.
Amen.
Every debt that is weighing you down, I decree lift it up.
In Jesus' mighty name. Father, honor that which you've caused your son to hope for. Let it come to pass speedily. In your glorious name, in Jesus' name. Amen. receive the answers of the Lord for miracles in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Sufficiency of grace. Oh God, fill yourself. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kitabusha kitabakota masaka. Maratosiketaba. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. So it is done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Prove yourself strong in this life. God of transformation. Transform. Amen.
Come back with testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord answers all your prayers.
Amen.
In God, make you to shine.
God's answers.
Voice be heard in nations.
God's answers. God's answers. God's answers. God's answers. God's answers. Be manifest in you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Different dimension of blessings.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for victory.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
From your head to your toe, receive a fresh unction. Eyes like a whole heap of seed into the spiritual in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. This request and we pray that the heavens
thank you, Lord.
Request, I decree and
miracles
before this month
released.
May you start
miracles,
prayers,
miracles, signs and wonders
fresh,
to the glory of God.
Your blessings
come
suddenly in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, mighty name.
Lifted over you. May you testify to the goodness of the Lord before the end of this month.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Just gonna one second, please. I don't have a mic, but let me have one. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if you're online or you're here, but if you have problem with your kidney, especially the right one, you come quickly, or if you're at home, just stretch your hands towards the camera, and the power of God is here to heal you. If you are here, you run to the altar. We don't need more prayer now. We're just saying it is done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So don't come after the service is finished. But I'm just going to declare, three of us, we're going to say, you are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
Yes.
Kidney function properly.
Amen.
Right kidney function properly.
Amen.
Every blockage is removed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Liver, you are healed.
Amen.
You are restored.
Amen.
Fresh manner.
Amen.
Fresh word.
Amen.
Fresh light.
Amen.
Everything restored.
Amen.
To wholeness.
Jesus.
Be healed.
Amen.
Restored.
Amen.
And made whole.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
You shall testify
amen.
Of the goodness of God
hallelujah.
Over your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We will be done in a moment. But right now, you didn't get your apple or whatever, so we need you to do another run, get your communion. If you didn't get to honor God with your giving yet, do that at this point. Get your communion element and your fruit. Thank you, this communion. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to pray over what we are eating and the elements. I want you to give me our lead scripture from Psalm 119, 45. Psalm 119 and verse 45. Is it 49, sorry. Well, I like that, and I will walk in liberty. Put 49 back up. I like that. Or 45. 45. Make up your mind. It says, and I will walk at liberty. I'll walk at freedom. Why? For I seek thy precepts. That's what you're talking about, in alignment. Amen? I declare over you divine freedom, liberty, hallelujah, every limitation removed, praise the Lord, the capacity to do whatever you need to do to glorify God. Receive that empowerment now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All of the fogginess in the mind cleared up. You have the mind of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Any physical limitation removed now. Any barriers standing in your way to fulfill your divine purpose eradicated now in the mighty name of Jesus. Liberty. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I declare that the spirit of unity reigns in your home, in your business, in this church of God. For where people are together in unity, there the commanded blessing of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, 49. Says, remember the word unto thy servant. Are you a servant of the Most High God? It says, remember, says God, remember your word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember the promise that you made. Let it stop being a promise. Let it now be a manifestation. Rise with me. With this, we are going to take communion now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like both of you to come stand with me again. Mama, you stand on my left. And Pastor, you stand on my right. Tonight, let there be a manifestation of every promise, of every word you've received from God. Yes. It may have been 20 years, it may have been 5, it may have been a month, it may have been 30, 40, 50 years, I don't know. But whatever it is that God has spoken that has not manifested itself yet, today we declare the birthing. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not going to be barren, and you're not going to be pregnant forever. There's a time to be pregnant, and there's a time to give birth. And at this time of giving birth, may you receive the strength of God to birth. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. As you take of the body of the Lord, may the strength of his body be released unto you.
Amen.
that strength in that body that caused him to rise from the dead. May your body, spiritual and natural, be quickened now.
Amen.
As we remember the Lord.
Amen.
Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The word of God says, in the blood is life. As you take of this cup and you drink, may the God life, his Zoe life, his eternal life begin to manifest in all of his splendor and majesty in you. May you glow as one that's been energized from above. Resurrection life flows in you and through you. You are cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, take off this cup and drink. We have prayed. We've touched you. We're going to hold hands and I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer of blessing over what we have already taken.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come in unity by the power of your blood.
Yes.
And we stand in faith today by the power of your grace.
Yes.
And I hold my hands with the Papa and Mama that have been a priest upon this house. And I decree and declare upon everyone here present, and for as many that are linked in the Zoom, in the YouTube, in every area of your connection, I send a decree unto you. From this day, you are delivered.
Amen.
From this day, you are blessed among men.
Amen.
From this day, you are blessed among women.
Amen.
From this day, as you go out, you are blessed.
Yes.
As you come back in, you are blessed.
Amen.
In the city, in the town,
yes.
In the country,
yes.
In the continent you are,
yes.
You are blessed.
Amen.
No evil come against you shall prosper.
In Jesus' name.
Because we cover you today by the power of the blood.
Amen.
It is written, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm.
Amen.
I pray and decree, anyone born of woman or carried out from the womb of a woman, any demon, every principality, any dominion, every serpental or marine spirit, every spirit from the pit of hell, every dominion that want to rise against you, may they all fall for your sake.
Amen.
May the sun not smite you by day. May the moon not smite you by night. May the pestilence of the day never come near you.
In Jesus' name.
I pray in agreement with the priest of this home that from this day you will have reason to be grateful.
Amen.
In every circumstance.
Hallelujah.
Thousands shall fall beside you. They will not come near you. I decree and declare this land shall start to favor you.
Amen.
We stand in agreement with the power in the name of Yeshua Mashiach today.
Yes.
And we decree and declare the treasures of this land,
yes,
start to yield this increase and blessing to,
amen,
all.
Amen.
Every one of us, we shall drink and we shall eat from the table of the Most High God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, when the ways of a man pleases unto God, he will make his enemy to be at peace with him. I pray that every enemy from this day, they will favor you.
Amen.
Nothing will stand against your children.
Amen.
Nothing will stand against your marriage.
Amen.
Nothing will stand against your finances.
Amen.
From this day, you will be counted among the kings and the priests of the land.
Amen.
You shall eat the best food of this land.
Amen.
We hereby speak to the land of Canada.
Mm.
We hereby speak to every nooks and cranny, that the angels that hold on to four corners of nations of the world start to receive and release supernatural grace and blessings upon the land of Canada, upon Israel, and all nations of the world.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
And I list favor.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. And thank God for our fruit.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, those of you at home, when we're praying over the ribbon, you can just stretch your hand and say, I receive my portion.
Amen.
And then when you want one, we'll make one to you. Amen.
Amen.
So if you have your honey and your apple, we're going to just give thanks, and then we're going to eat it. Today is the third day. Third day is very special.
Amen.
Resurrection life.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even Jesus, after third day, he ministered and preached to the people, and he fed them.
Mm.
On the day they are hungry, he doesn't want them leaving his presence, fasting and hungry. May you leave this service and take abundance home.
Amen.
May the leanness you came with, you will go home with fatness.
Amen.
With the things of God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You will eat spiritual food.
Amen.
From heaven.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You and your household, the days of lack and meanness and leanness are over.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third day, one loaf of bread was more than enough to feed 4,000 people. May this bread of life, Jesus, and what we're eating here tonight may be more than enough for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Take care of every member of our family.
Yes, Lord.
Take care of our health.
Yes.
Our homes.
Yes.
Our finance.
Yes.
Our spiritual well-being.
Yes.
May we truly align ourselves with God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
So it
may
is
the done. Word of God infuse this apple.
Yes.
Infuse this honey.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For your word say you sent your word and you healed them.
Yes.
From all their diseases and delivered them from all their troubles.
Yes.
As we eat of this sweet apple and this sweet honey, may every deliverance that we need for our lives and our household flow now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Flow to our extended family.
In Jesus'
flow
name.
To our physical body.
Amen.
Sickness and disease, you are banned from our system.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are not partakers of death.
Amen.
We are not partakers of debt.
Amen.
We are not partakers of evil.
Amen.
We are not partakers of evil stargazers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blind their eyes.
Amen.
Blind their activities.
Amen.
Nobody can read our destiny. Our destiny belongs to God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The destiny God has planned for us, as he planned for Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you before you were formed in your mother's womb. That destiny be made manifest now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We declare sweetness.
Amen.
To every substance.
Amen.
Our substance and every substance the Lord has given to us.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
None of our family members shall die young.
Amen.
We live long. The Abrahamic blessing is working.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, remember us today.
Amen.
And our entire household.
Amen.
As we eat now, we eat favor.
Amen.
Yes.
We eat goodness.
Amen.
We eat joy.
Amen.
We eat peace.
Amen.
We eat love.
Amen.
We eat everything that is good, pure, and holy.
Amen.
From our living God.
Amen.
Our star shines bright. Somebody
Amen.
Say, my star is shining bright.
My star is shining
oh,
bright.
Oh, it is even blinding the wicked.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be
Thank you, Lord, for our bright shining stars.
Amen.
Restoration, restoration.
Amen.
Those whose stars have been stolen, we take them back from the
Amen.
Enemy camp. We possess our children and our lives. We possess our possessions.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every enchantment and incantation against any member of our family, we nullify all of them now.
Amen.
In the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare the lordship of Jesus
yes.
over our entire household.
Amen.
As we have shed the ribbon tonight representing your blood, every household be remembered now.
Yes.
Nothing shall trespass anyone
Amen.
Of us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Every enemy, pass over now.
Pass
Every
over.
Destructive spirit, pass over now.
Pass over.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Touch not any member of our household.
Amen.
And touch not this ministry.
Amen.
Or the ministry of our brother.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We shall sleep and Look. Enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
And have heavenly encounters.
Amen.
Our stars are even singing.
Yes.
And praising the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
you
the
can
Lord.
Open yours and take a bite and complete later.
Yes. Awesome. Well, be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Enjoy, and we will see you on Friday for prayer meeting. And then Sunday will be another time together in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then we are set for October the 1st and October the 2nd for Yom Kippur. Invite your friends, encourage others that are not here to be here. We're in a new place in Him. God bless you. We say hello to those that are on Zoom. Brother John, you showed up first.
Hello, Brother John.
Bless you, Brother John. And Sister Carol.
Sister Carol, shalom.
Bless you, Sister Kike. Hallelujah. Brother Bill.
Brother Bill,
bless you. Sister Jeanette Ellis.
Sister Jeanette, shalom.
Shalom. That would be Sister Sybil on iPad.
Sister Sybil, shalom.
Bless you. Sister Cindy.
Sister Cindy.
Kasian, bless you. Hallelujah. The Minot family. Amen. Shalom. Shalom. Bless you.
Bless you.
All
bless
right.
Everyone here.
There you go. Okay. I see Sister Sybil there. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. This is